They've sold over 22.5 million albums and have had 16 number one singles at the top of the charts. They've performed at the Grammys, were guests on The Voice and American Idol. You've heard their songs in movies, and they've even starred on TV shows such as CSI and West Coast Customs. And now, Rascal Flatts is here with us in Music City as we listen to their new album on the 15th annual A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas.
This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Katie Pugh. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are a lecture on the Reformation and fun activities to do this fall. We'll also get an artist spotlight, hear a sports story, and look at the forecast. It's been 500 years since the start of the Protestant Reformation, a turning point of European religion and thinking. Dr. Brian Pavlak and Dr. George Tokarczuk delivered a lecture on the Reformation attended by Program Director John Flynn.
5 centuries have passed since a day that changed the Western world forever. On October 31st, 1517, a 33-year-old German monk named Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses, complained about how the Catholic Church sold indulgences to forgive sin. The Protestant Reformation followed suit, and this is why many different Christian denominations existed today. King's marked the celebration with a lunchtime discussion with students and faculty in attendance to learn what the Reformation really means. Dr. George Tokarczuk is a deacon at St. Nicholas Byzantine Church in Mount Pocono. He explains the basic theology that Luther disagrees with.
By the time of the Reformation, by the time of Luther, you see that there was a renewed interest in this. We find that many scholars, many of the reformers believe that Jesus, the perfect human being, and God, the perfect being, could not stand imperfection. So when the world is remade, when the world is saved, all must be brought to perfection. The whole concept of reconstitution of the condemned violated the whole essence of Scripture. You know, basically, God does not send you to hell. You send yourself to hell.
The other speaker for the brown bag lunch discussion this afternoon was King's history professor, Dr. Brian Pavlak, who is also the priest in charge of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church on South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre. He explains that because people believed in Luther, it caused such a big change.
So the two things I want to say about the Reformation, there are two big points that I think you can remember what makes the Reformation a changing point in Christian history. First is authority, and the second is the theology of salvation. Martin Luther began to question the teachings of the Pope. The Pope said, there's this purgatory, and we're going to sell indulgences, and it's a good thing for people spiritually and sacramentally. And Martin Luther began to question that. And then what is it sacramentally? How does salvation work? Martin Luther began to question that detailed theology as well. And because people listened to him, he published his 95 Theses and actually brought my German copy that I just bought this summer when I was touring Martin Luther locations. I was going to hold it, but I left it on my desk. Oh, well, maybe fate or destiny or divine will. But he began questioning it, and people paid attention.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
Fall is a great time in Pennsylvania. Between outdoor activities, things happening on and around campus, and Halloween festivities, there's plenty to do this season. WRKC's Madison Jemba reports on some of the activities to take part in.
Fall is finally here. The leaves are changing colors and the temperature is dropping. With these dropping temperatures, people are retiring their bathing suits for boots and sweaters. But what is replacing the fun summer things to do? We are here to give you some suggestions for fun fall activities. When you think of the fall, you think of Halloween. And what could be a better way to get into the Halloween spirit than to go to a haunted house? Gravestone Manor is a theatrical haunted house that is located in Wilkes-Barre. We sat down with Roderick Markham, the project coordinator at Gravestone Manor, to learn more about it.
Gravestone Manor was started about 20 years ago, and it was a reaction to something that we had seen evolving in haunted houses, that they were becoming more geared towards serial killers and chainsaws and that kind of thing. But there's also an aspect of Halloween that was being overlooked, which is the haunting and ghosts and apparitions and storytelling. So we're kind of a throwback. We're basically metaphorically telling ghost stories around a campfire here, and we're going to try to get to people psychologically, so you do have to pay attention.
But don't think that you're going to be bored if you have gone to this haunted house before. They have a little trick up their sleeve to keep people interested. Rob Patton, the director at Gravestone Manor, tells us about how they keep these scares interesting.
We do a different script every single year, so it's really different. So if you came last year, you're not going to see the same show that you saw the year before, and you're going to see how we're able to change around the space that we have available, but we always make the most of it every year.
This year will be an experience like never before. Rob told us about this year's production.
Cold case. So we have a someone who witnessed a crime when they were a very young child, and they repress those memories. And so we have a psychic this year who's putting them under hypnosis. And then together, we as a group, the psychic and the victim or the witness way back when, is going to go into their memories. And so you're going to see certain events that happened on the night of the murder. And so you're going to, your main point is just to try to catch that killer.
But this haunted house scares for a good cause. All of the creatures and demons that lurk inside are volunteers that get paid in screams. The money made by this haunted house gets donated to United Way. Roderick told us more about the charity.
United Way of Wyoming Valley, which is a really great cause. It supports many, many charities in this area. Very worthy cause. And it's fun to work in an organization like this because for every single person that you see working here, it's a labor of love. No one is here because they have to be. No one is here for the money because there isn't any. We're all just trying to do something good for the community and also have a lot of fun.
If you're a fan of this spooky spot, you can make your way to the Tryon Warehouse in Wilkes-Barre.
We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the end of October. We open at 7 o'clock each night. We're here till 11 on Fridays and Saturdays and 9:30 on Sundays.
If you're not a fan of the scary side of the fall, there are some other things that you can do in the fall season. Brace's Orchard in Dallas, Pennsylvania has a special fall event that you may like. Logan Brace tells us more about the event.
We do a wagon ride every Saturday and Sunday from noon to five. During the fall, you get to go pick an apple off the tree and get a cup of cider on the wagon and get a nice view, and it's really just something nice to do. It's $4 a person. Kids under two are free.
Brace's Orchard has been around for a long time and has been in the Brace family ever since it has opened.
We've been around since 1828. I'm the ninth generation, and I work with my dad and my grandfather, who are the eighth and seventh generation. We're open 7 days a week, all year, from 10 to 5.
If you would like to take part in these fall activities or see what else Brace's Orchard has to offer, check them out online or in person.
We have a Facebook page. It's under Brace's Orchard, or we have the address, which is 444 Brace Road, and that's in Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Our last fall fun activity is fun for the whole family.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Roba Family Farms.
Roba's Family Farm has everything that you can think of when it comes to fall. From corn mazes to pumpkin patches, this is the place to go to get into the spirit for the season. Jeff Roba tells us about the new attractions they have this season.
There's four new attractions this year. So we've got Rock Mountain Slides, the Tractor Test Tracks, Farm and Foosball. All three of those are included with general admission. And then the fourth one is called Paintball Bandits, and that's an additional cost. And it's like a paintball shooting gallery, kind of like an arcade.
Robus has been around for a while and has many different events throughout the seasons.
For Halloween, it's our 25th season this year that we're celebrating. The trees have been a little longer, probably close to 30 years on the trees. And then before we even opened for trees, my dad bought the farm and started farming on it before he was able to open for business.
Don't worry about the price. Robus Family Farms offers discounts to students.
Every Friday is college ID day, and so you can come into the farm for $9.95, which is a $6 discount off of our normal admission price.
Roba's last night of their fall season is Halloween. Then they will be closed until Thanksgiving.
Sunday through Thursday, it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday, we're 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The last admission to the farm is at 9 p.m., and then the last admission into the corn maze is at 9:15. We are open through Halloween Day and shut down until Thanksgiving.
So go out and celebrate the season of fall. For WRKC's News at 5, I'm Madison Ziemba.
Coming up next, we'll hear a fresh artist spotlight, hear a sports special on the Eagles' Super Bowl chances, and get the weather forecast for the rest of the week.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and you're listening to 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre, the area's most honored college radio station.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Season began, the Philadelphia Eagles have had high expectations on winning a Super Bowl. The Eagles have not been to the playoffs since 2013 and have never won a Super Bowl despite making two appearances. The Eagles have a 6-1 record on the season. They lead the NFC East and the NFC for the best record. With the phenomenal season Philadelphia is having, there has been an uptick in King's College students wearing Eagles apparel to show their team pride. Many students credit second-year quarterback Carson Wentz and head coach Doug Peterson for the success. King students Dan Hartson, Chris Wallenberg spoke about the Eagles' success.
Well, you know, they have a good offensive line. They need to protect their stud young quarterback, Carson Wentz. They give him good time back there to make plays and find open receivers downfield. And then on the defensive side, they have a good, strong defensive line, creates pressure and makes it easier for the secondary to defend wide receivers.
The free agents they signed are all clicking together on all cylinders. They don't really have any holes in the team this year. So all the free agents they signed are doing their part. Alshon Jeffrey, LeGarrette Blount, Brandon Brooks, all those guys are picking up the slack, where last year those holes we saw consistently, but this year those guys are doing their part and really filling in the gaps on this roster right now.
Doug Peterson has changed the Eagles locker room and culture.
Oh, Doug Peterson's definitely brought back the right like football culture in Philadelphia. You could tell by the way they play defense, players are finishing tackles, finishing plays, players are feeding off each other's energy, which is something we didn't have for those 3 years when Chip Kelly was in Philadelphia. It's a whole different culture. And I think it's the kind of culture that Philadelphia fans like to see.
I think we've kind of been looking for that coach to take us to the next level since Andy Reid has been gone, and we've been looking for different coaches, and now Doug Peterson's been able to step up for us, install that winning culture in the locker room, and he's really been able to bring the team together, I think, because before they were playing for themselves, they were playing for contracts and stuff like that, but he's really been able to learn how to close out games himself and bring a winning culture to the Eagles locker room.
Hartson and Wallenberg believe the Eagles have what it takes to make it to the Super Bowl.
I think they have a lot of young potential, a lot of young talent, but they also have a lot to prove. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC and the AFC, but so far I think they've looked like the best team all around in the entire NFL, and they have a good shot in the NFC to make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
I honestly do think the Eagles can make the Super Bowl this year, and one of the reasons I think that is because the great thing about football is like when you have one group of guys come together like 1 year, it could happen for them just like that. The right group of guys could take you into a deep playoff run in the NFL, and that's the great thing, because a football team could come out of nowhere and make it all the way to the Super Bowl if they play right together.
The Eagles may have a 6-1 record now, but after speaking with Hartson and Wallenberg, they both believe that the Eagles still will have a great record and make the playoffs.
I think they're going to be 13-3. I think we lose one of our games to Dallas, the other loss to Seattle. Two hard games right there, but 13-3 is my final prediction.
Kind of a bold prediction, but I think they're going to have a couple more losses here and there. Carson Wentz might have a couple of bad games, even though he looks really good right now. Not everybody can have a great day all the time. I think their final record would be 12-4.
If the Eagles do happen to make the Super Bowl, Hartson and Wallenberg both believe they will win.
100%.
I think they could win, because the one thing that you need to win a Super Bowl is a great quarterback, and the Eagles have found that in Carson Wentz.
There is still half a season left to play, but if the Philadelphia Eagles continue their success, they might finally win their first Super Bowl in franchise history. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC, and you're listening to an artist spotlight for Guided by Voices, or just GBV, who have a new album out there called How Do You Spell Heaven? JBV is led by Robert Pollard, one of the most prolific songwriters in the history of popular music. His style is known for being right to the point, as the band's catalog is filled with songs running under 2 minutes. Tonight, we're going to hear a song off of How Do You Spell Heaven, called Diver Dan, and then we'll kick it back to two of their older songs, Glad Girls and Teenage FBI. That's it for this artist spotlight of Guided by Voices, whose latest album is called How Do You Spell Heaven. If you enjoyed the selections tonight, make sure to always tune in to the WRKC News at 5 to hear the best new music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
And now the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 44, tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high of 58, and Friday will be sunny with a high of 63. King Security is asking students to exercise additional caution after an attempted break-in on North Main Street. Please call 911 to report suspicious activity. Dr. Tom Mackman is hosting a Common Good discussion regarding Charlottesville in the Posture Pack Room of McGowan Thursday at 12:30. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Katie Pugh. Have a wacky Wednesday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.
You're tuned to WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Shadows, you conjure with your purse. Yeah, you're walking in stilettos, but your nose is bleeding out. I've been running from the devil, but the devil's on my back. I'm the priest and take a leaper, absent from the world. If the wild is coming down, then we gotta kiss the pedal. Got my hands up in the air, I'm saying I can't breathe. I got my hands up in the air, I'm saying, hey man, get away from me.
sweet to realize his face.